WIF has now become one of the most unique, if not the most unique, radio stations here in North America and throughout the United States. And therefore, we're very, very proud of that one, because what we're doing, we're giving a voice to those who are voiceless. We're trying to serve communities that are never served, or they are underserved, only partially served, or not served at all. And therefore, whatever your community, whatever your ethnic or racial background, whatever your religious belief, you can probably find someone on the way who has a program addressing those needs, serving your particular community. And we say, and therefore, that's why we ask you to support WAIF, because where else can you learn about, in great detail, Indian culture, Hispanic culture, Caribbean culture, American culture, African-American culture, Caucasian, Native American, bluegrass, rock and roll, blues, jazz. All of these types of programming are being offered on WAIF, so it's unique. It's unique, and it's alternative radio. It's not controlled by big commercial radio or television or other media conglomerates, but rather the programmers that have present their own material, their own ideas, their own outlooks, their own culture. And therefore, that is a unique program, and this is why I believe that WAIF deserves the support of everyone who listened to this show. And that we encourage you, because remember that community radio stations are fast being gobbled up by the big media conglomerates and the media giants. They are taking these types of programs and these types of stations over because they want to be able to control that which goes over the airwaves. But only on WAIF can you really get it for real. We're not under the control of any group, any organization, any entity, any political party, no religious group or foundation, or no one actually exercises control over WAIF. That's done. WAIF is controlled by its membership. And that member and the wishes and desires of that membership is carried out by the Board of Trustees. And therefore, we're very, very proud of WAIF. We hope that you are too, that you will continue to support us in this drive. Also, NIF is, even though the drive is officially over, ended at the end of April, if you didn't get an opportunity to make your pledge at that time, you can certainly do so at any point in time. So you can do that. So you can send it in today, pick out your favorite show, indicate on your money order, your slip, or your check, that or your pledge sheet, that that's the show that you want to support, and then send in your donation, which can go from $15 of the basic membership and then go all the way up to what you can afford, $500,000, anywhere in between of those numbers, or even exceed those numbers if you so desire. And therefore, we want to do that one. We want to further equip our station. We want to make sure that we have the very, very best broadcast equipment, and also that we are that our tower is always updated and modernized so that we can reach the largest number of people. We have a very, very long range, our range goal. I know I have to say they can be heard in parts of Indiana, in the northern part of Kentucky, all the way up to Wilmington going north, indicated in Indiana going west, Kentucky going south, and all the way up to Lebanon and beyond going northwest. So we have a very, very wide range. So we want to improve that one. We're trying to prepare ourselves for digital broadcasting in the very near future. So again, members, supporters, listeners, we appreciate all that you have done and that you want to continue to do to help WAIF to sponsor this one. Then also let me point this one. If you are a small business out there, you can look into, you can call our department, our underwriting department. If you would like to underwrite a show or a couple of shows, or have your business or your product or your service announced on several shows, you can do that as well by calling. Remember, our number is 749-1444. That's 749-1444. Okay, now, I really don't have a topic to discuss with you at this particular time. So if there's anybody out there listening at 3 o'clock, you can call me up and let me know what your topic is. As I listen to many of the arguments of blacks or African-Americans, whichever name you choose, talking about the topic of immigration, they're indicating many of them are on the side or take the point of view that immigration actually is, and the undocumented workers, immigrant workers, actually are hurting employment opportunities for blacks here in America. So many of them are in favor of many of the Republican proposals or Democratic proposals, and that is that they are against immigration. And on the basis that it knocks them out of jobs, and that and many of them even took resentment at the statements by President Fox of Mexico that Hispanics would take jobs that blacks or no one else wanted to have. And I would say I did not take exception with that comment, because that in part is true. Whether it was said in the right context, that's another story. But the fact of the matter is that we've been in this country for over 450 years. Why should now we expect and be glad to take some cotton-picking job, some fruit-picking job, some digging-in-a-ditch type job? Why should that be our goal? Why should we be satisfied? Why should we be happy with this? No, we've been here. We have earned any rights, any opportunities that anybody else has. I mean, our history in building the country is obvious and it's unquestionable. So, yes, we certainly don't want the types of jobs that they will take, because they come out of this poverty-stricken background where they're working for little or nothing in their own country. So when they come to America, they think they have actually found heaven. So, but it's a different story for you and I. So, therefore, the outlook and decisions would be totally different from those of Hispanic background. But let me say this one. Let me throw this out at you. Now, you can call me if you want to join. If you have a different opinion, and I know always the time that it appears and it seems like black people always got some race somewhere involved in the conversation, and that's because race is always involved in their life. And many decisions that we face, many of the problems that we face are rooted in race, even though they might be disguised or masked by something else, some other kind of issue to mask the real motivation, to hide the real truth of the matter. But at the bottom of it, we always have found, especially those ones who have grown to a certain degree of consciousness, that race is somewhere involved. And if it wasn't, if you had not said, the majority had not always taught white, we would not have to be talking about black. But because you have, that's our response to the hidden and subtle racism that we deal with every day of our particular lives. But now, and look at it, the same thing is true. I believe that it's not so much immigration that is eliminated and prevented certain opportunities coming to blacks, whether the employment or entrepreneurial, whatever the case might be, but really discrimination is still the primary and most relevant factor in preventing blacks from getting the good job and creating this high, nearly, I think some demographers estimate that unemployment is nearly 50% among black teenage youth. And therefore, what's the cause? What is the real reason for that? Is it immigration or is it discrimination? I'd like to know, what is your opinion about it? What is really the cause of such a high rate of unemployment among young black males? And then we know, and we'll discuss if we have time, where the results, the consequences of these high rates of unemployment, were they purposely created through discrimination, through plot, through schemes, through conspiracies to create this high level of unemployment among young black males in particular? Have you got an opinion? Is anybody listening out there? If you are, 749-1444, give me a call. Again, that's 749-1444. Okay, looks like we got a call. We're going to take that call and see what's happening. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Okay, evidently not. Okay. All right, if you like to call, if you have a thought in our few last 16 minutes, feel free to call me, 749-1444. That's 749-1444. 1444, okay? And so then we'll take your call, put you on the air. If you want to say something even off the air, we'll do that as well. And again, remember, we're still looking for your help. If you, even though, and I say it again, the official membership memberthon was over on the last day of April. If you did not get an opportunity to make your pledge, to make your membership, please feel free to do it now. You can do that as we speak or tomorrow, or as soon as you're able to get that money. Because you want to be a part of, so I want to be a part of history making. Right now, WIF is making history because we're right now the most, in my judgment, and I'm waiting on any research or evidence to the contrary, or the most diversified and radio station here in America, anywhere to be found in America from New York to California. Okay, so if you know otherwise, you have proof otherwise, please let me know, and then we'll make the correction of that statement. Okay, if we need your help. Okay, now we are approaching the 4 o'clock hour. Coming up next, we're going to have
Healing Works with Bernadine Zanny.
Okay, all right. So we want to stay tuned for the next program coming up. As I indicated before, remember, WAVE, the most diverse radio station in North America. And therefore, again, if you have not made your pledge or to the following show or any of the show, and you just want to become a member of WAVE, I want to be a part of history, I want to be a part of this emerging, dynamic, unique radio station, then make your pledge. Even though the official drive is over, we know it's over, but if you didn't get a chance to make it, now is your time. Still call. We will certainly take your pledge. We'll take your membership. We want you to be a member. We want you to be a part of WAVE. Become a steady listener. Contact all of your friends and neighbors and let them know. WAIF, we're on the air, and we will begin our 24-hour programming on June the 1st of this year. We have a variety of new shows, so tune in for all of them. One, pick out your favorites. Become a member of that show. So, again, I'm signing off again. I'm Dr. Donald Shabazz, sending in for the 3 o'clock programmer. But coming up next, we want you to stay tuned. You're listening to WAIF FM Radio, Cincinnati, 88.3 on your FM dial. Please stay tuned.